Hello and welcome back to the Outside the Box podcast. I'm Joe and I'm joined by
Charlie
and Leo.
In today's episode, we will discuss the return of the Prem as well as picking our team of the week, our player to watch and making predictions for some huge clashes this weekend. So let's start with the predictions. Charlie, do you want to run us in with the first game?
Yeah, so for City West Ham, I've gone for 2-1. West Ham always been looking good this season. And did you see that Antonio's getting flown back by a private jet over the weekend? So he's looking a big name in the Prem right now, yeah. So I think City will win. What about you?
Yeah, I've also gone 2-1 City. Ooh. But you've got to take into account West Ham lost their last game to Wolves, so they're not in the best of form. And if City win this, they'll close the gap to, I believe 1 point with Chelsea.
Yeah,
and but they definitely need to close that gap because Chelsea looking dominant.
They are. All right, Leah, do you want to take us into your prediction?
Yeah, so I chose 3-0 City for that game. I think they'll definitely be able to get that because they're a high scoring team.
Yeah.
Moving on to the next game, we've got Chelsea Man United, and I've gone Chelsea 3, Man U 0. Man U haven't been on the best form recently. So first game without Ole as well, so maybe.
But I think that'll rejuvenate the team. Exactly. They'll bring him back, yeah. I've gone with a 1-0 draw.
Gone something similar with just a 1-0 victory to Chelsea.
But, I mean, this new coach hasn't enough time to implement anything, really. And the new coach feeling's only going to be able to do so much.
Yeah, but in the interview after the Watford game, De Gea was like, the players don't know what to do with the ball. We don't know what to do when we have the ball, how we attack, how we defend. He's actually blaming the manager there. Yeah. With a new manager here, with a fresh start, it always seems to turn out well for teams. So we'll see how United do.
But if Chelsea do win, they can go 6 points clear at the top. And that's definitely a good buffer to have going into the middle part of the season.
Yeah, I mean, there's some incredible players on the show. Do you want to take us through them, Charlie?
For what?
The game.
Oh, yeah. So for Chelsea, obviously pretty good this season. I haven't been watching much football recently, but what I can see is that Chelsea have been pretty dominant.
They have, yeah.
Best team in the world. So, moving on to the next game, we've got Real Madrid versus Sevilla. Real can stay at the top of a tight La Liga this year, hopefully for them. So, I've gone here with Real Madrid 3, Sevilla 1. What about you, Joe?
I've gone 2-0 Real Madrid. Cause I think Benzema and Vinicius will get goals. Benzema's on 10 goals and top scorer in La Liga this season. Vinicius on 8 and second top. So that just shows how well they've been doing in the attack. But you can't write off Sevilla. I mean,
exactly, that's what I put. I've gone for 1-0 Madrid. Again, Sevilla looking good, Madrid looking good. It's going to be a very good game to watch.
I mean, a win for Sevilla takes them to the top of the league as well. So it'll be very interesting. La Liga's heating up. Dortmund-Wolfsburg next game in Germany. Weghorst versus Haaland. I've gone...
Is that really a competition, Haaland versus Weghorst?
I mean, Weghorst got them Champions League last year.
He's a class player.
FIFA, isn't it? That's it. Yeah, I mean, 1-0 Dortmund. I think it'll be a tight affair. Marco Reus will get the goal. He's been back on form recently.
Yeah. I've gone 2-0 Dortmund. I'm going to want to see them looking dominant again. And what about you, Lou?
Yeah, I've gone right in the middle of you two. 2-1 Dortmund.
I mean... Wolfsburg, good team. They have Maximilian Arnold in the midfield. He's a very strong player, performing week in, week out. So it'll be tough to see the midfield battle here between Witzel and Arnold. Juventus, Atalanta next in Italy. What do we think?
I've gone 1-1. They're both good size. And I think Juve looking good, Atalanta looking good. It's going to be a good game as well. What about you?
I think it'll be a good game. I've gone 2-2. Yeah, I think it'll be close, but both teams do have Champions League in the week as well.
Exactly.
So they need to get a performance in here because players will start to tire as the Christmas break comes in and games start to flow. Leo, what do you think?
Yeah, I've gone only with a 2-1 win to Juve here. They've been underperforming a bit this season and definitely need to get a win in here. But I don't think they're quite on the top form that they have been, so only a 2-1 win here.
So that is the end of the prediction segment. We need to have a big week because Balthazar is high flying in the table. So hopefully we can catch up with him. So let's do player to watch. I've assigned each of us a league. Leo, La Liga, Charlie, Serie A, and myself, Bundesliga. Leo, do you want to start us off in La Liga?
Yeah, so looking at La Liga, we have young Yachami Pino. Hope I said that right.
You didn't.
Thanks, Charlie.
Go ahead.
19-year-old playing for Villarreal currently. Villarreal itself not doing too well at the minute, only in 12th position in the Spanish league. But this Spanish national, he's a right winger, and he's, you know, he's had a few decent seasons, you know, very solid seasons. Only his second season playing adult football, and he's already won the Europa League with Villarreal in that excellent game against Man U. In the La Liga itself, he's had 35 appearances, 4 goals and 4 assists, which for a 19-year-old I wouldn't say is bad.
I think it's good, he's having an impact on the team.
Yeah, he's not sitting back and relaxing, but he's not... Yeah, exactly, he's having a decent
He's only 19, you can't expect him
to do
wonders for the team, but yeah. So I'll go next, I think.
We've got more. And the Copa del Rey, he's done quite a bit better. 4 appearances, 3 goals. I think that's
very
definitely some good stats.
Yeah. Not bad.
The Champions League stats, he's had 4 appearances, 1 goal, which is, you know, for a 19-year-old, these are good stats, getting some goals in these top leagues.
Yeah, very good.
Last season, he had 37 appearances, 7 goals and 1 assist. So, you know, a little bit more spread out, less assists, but definitely good. And he's got a current market value of 27 million.
Ooh. Not bad for a 19-year-old.
Very good choice there by Leo. It'll be interesting to see how he does on the weekend. And we'll come back next week with our reviews on the players.
Right, okay.
Charlie, you go next then.
Well, yeah, I've kind of picked normally he's quite a well-known player. I've gone for Nicolò Barella, the Italian midfielder. Yeah, he's 23 years old, plays at Inter Milan, currently third in the Serie A. Pretty good, I reckon. And he's Italian, obviously played in the Euros, won that, and he's won the Serie A as well. This season he's got 13 appearances, 1 goal and 6 assists, which is, in my opinion, very good, especially for a midfielder. And in the Champions League, 4 appearances, no goals there. I mean, yeah.
He's not that type of goal scorer exactly. Midfielder, though, is he?
He puts in a shift. Yeah, internationally, obviously, 35 appearances, 7 goals, a few of them in the Euros, scored some good goals. Yeah, he made an impact in that, definitely. And last season, he got 35 appearances, 3 goals and 9 assists. Pretty good season there. And overall, 176 appearances, 12 goals and 25 assists. And a current market value of 58 million.
Very expensive player.
I know, looking good at
definitely
the moment.
Definitely well known, that's
Arsenal
for sure.
Arsenal definitely going to be linked with him in the summer.
They're linked with everyone in the summer, mate. They never buy anyone.
Now moving on to Joe with the Bundesliga.
Well, I've gone to a very lesser known player. I doubt either of you will ever have heard of him.
Pronounce his name for us, Gern.
Taiwo Awoniyi.
Yeah, we'll go with that. God, keep going.
We'll allow it.
Taiwo is 24 years old and plays for Union Berlin, which is based in Berlin. Their league position is fifth currently, which is Europa League spot. Next fixture, they have Eintracht Frankfurt, who are another high-flying team in the league, so it'll be a very tough game. And their last game was against Hertha Berlin in the Berlin derby. Awoniyi scored 1 goal in that game to get Union Berlin a 2-0 win. He is Nigerian and he plays up front. So far, he's not won many trophies.
Only one,
which was the Under-17 World Cup in 2013. His Bundesliga stats so far, though, you got to give it to him. 12 appearances, 8 goals, so he's third top scorer in the league behind Haaland Lewandowski. Yeah. So
did he join this club this year?
No, but we'll get on to that.
Ooh.
We've got a lot on him. So Union Berlin are currently in the Europa Conference League, and he's got 6 appearances, 4 goals and 1 assist, so you can tell he's a bit of a goal machine. In the DFB Pokal, he has 2 appearances, 1 goal and 1 assist. He's only ever played 1 game for Nigeria, so there's only 1 appearance on his international stats.
Is this adult or...?
Adult football, yeah.
Yeah.
Last season, he had 22 appearances, 5 goals and 4 assists, so he wasn't really finding his feet yet, but he's starting to... He's already beaten his record from last year, so it shows improvement. His overall stats, 167 appearances, 53 goals and 21 assists. I think that's quite good for a 24-year-old striker, yeah. And would you believe it, he played for Liverpool.
He's been around the block, hasn't he?
Yeah, some of these teams.
One looking kind of good right now.
So...
Yeah, go on, take us through that one, Jake.
NEC Gem Jen.
Yeah, so he started off at Liverpool and, he's gone on loan every season I was looking at it, and he never got the chance. I mean, you also look at the strikers Liverpool had as well.
Yeah.
Origi, Firmino. But let's go through his past clubs then.
Yeah,
so, Liverpool, obviously. FSV Frankfurt from the third tier in Germany. NEC Nijmegen from... quite a good pronunciation, isn't it? From the Dutch league. Muskrun from the Belgian league. KAA Gent from the Belgian league. FSV Mainz 05 from the German league. His current market value is 7.2 million, so...
Not could too be, good for a 24-year-old.
Yeah, but could be a steal in the summer with the goals he's scoring. I reckon he could be a good striker for those teams like Villa, Palace.
Yeah.
Coming well, maybe.
I just expected him to have won more, you know, since...
I mean, he does play for Union 24. Berlin.
Yeah, you've ever heard of them before, like...
Come on, that's what we call a lesser-known player, come on.
Oh, well done,
Right, so moving on to the Prem recap, and it has been a busy week this week. Seems like Leicester and Chelsea playing... Good win for Chelsea there.
Of course, straight to the Chelsea game we go then.
Wow, classic.
Reece James, though, he's amazing.
Yeah, he's outstanding to watch. Yeah.
Incredible. 4 goals for a right-back so far this season is a joke.
Much better than Bellerin.
He's literally a striker at this point.
We don't talk about Bellerin, you see.
We don't talk about Bellerin.
Bellerin is quite bad.
Leicester definitely on the downhill, though.
Yeah, I mean, compared to them to last season... I think missing out on that top four spot for the last two seasons has really had a toll on the club.
Mm.
Especially as both on the last day as well.
Mm. Yeah.
What do you think about Vardy so far as well?
Nothing, not on his previous form.
Yeah, he's just been looking a bit shabby recently, obviously. I know. I hope he regains form. He's so good to watch when he's like doing well. But yeah.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to Lukaku to be back next week. Definitely get him back on the pitch.
Yeah, he's back in my fantasy team as well. All right, now, I think this is the biggest game of the weekend.
The controversy.
Well, Watford 4, Man United 1. Charlie, do you want to run us down on this game?
Well, yeah, obviously Watford, arguably worst team in the Prem right now, beating... Yeah, he's beating Man United, obviously one of the biggest names in football.
I think Man United could arguably be the worst team in the Prem right now.
Yeah. Okay, but like Watford has seen as an absolute stinker of a club, like realistically, alright?
Poor Watford, no need to do that. But
once they lost Deeney, respect gone.
Yeah, but what performance from Watford, exactly. You've got to give it to them.
Yeah.
I mean, De Gea though, you have to, like, 2 penalty saves. The problem with that is, Ismaila Sarr, he took the first penalty,
mm-hmm.
De Gea saved it but had to be retaken because of encroachment in the box.
Yeah.
So they took it again and he went the same way.
Yeah, I mean, oh no.
Yeah,
For the first thing we put down, Ole gone. How do we know who replaced him? Wasn't it...
Michael Carrick right now, but the odds are favouring Mauricio Pochettino.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Poch is coming back, so...
But then you've also got the likes of Zidane who want to go there, so... They've got options, United.
They've got a good player base at the minute, so managers are going to want to
I think they signed Podge.
Not yet, but and there's Rodgers as well. They'd be willing to play his release clause to get him out of Leicester.
Maybe.
It will be interesting to see where United go. Obviously, Michael Carrick is managing them right now. Good midfielder in his day. Leo, next game.
Moving on to the next game, which is... 2-0 win for Villa over Brighton. Gerrard getting his first win as manager. He's got to be happy about that.
Yeah, it's nice to see Gerrard back in the Prem. Not as a player, though, as a manager. And can he take Villa to new heights?
I know.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But then you've got to think, Celtic.
He transformed the club. Like, Celtic used to be the big name in football in Scotland. Like, especially going to Glasgow and stuff, everyone's wearing a Celtic top. But now, like, Rangers are up there now. They're like,
I mean, he stopped Celtic from winning the league for like the first time 16 years.
Yeah, like,
long time.
As long as I've been watching, it's been Celtic at the top, and then it's just like Hearts and stuff who've got like 0 points because they don't win. Like, that's a Scottish league,
that's
realistically.
That's a Scottish league for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Mm. He's transformed that club, which is really nice to see. I think he's seen as a legend there as well.
Yeah, but looking at the Brighton side of things here, it's like they've gone down from 5th. All the way to 9th.
You also look at their squad as well. It wasn't going to keep performing week in, week out. They don't have the players for that.
I mean,
but it will come.
Too much of a dream at the start of the season, how well they were doing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at one point, if they didn't bottle a game, they could have gone first. So it just shows how quickly the league can change.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, next up, which I think is the best game of the weekend in terms of the football being played.
Brentford-Newcastle,
3-3, what a game. Eddie Howe's first game in charge of Newcastle. I mean, didn't do too well with Bournemouth in his last season. Obviously, they got relegated. But yeah, hopefully he can rejuvenate this Newcastle side that still has not won a game this season.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing. But, I mean, you've got to give him time to adjust, I guess. But, like, obviously, I love Brentford at the moment. They're kind of like the underdog. You know, like, and they're just watching them play is so nice. They're just
such free-flowing football. Yeah, just, attack.
Yeah,
that, I mean, you can tell it's attack because there's no defense at all. Both teams conceding 3 goals. St. Maximin, what a player though.
Yeah, he's so cool. The skills he does, like when he's on the ball, it's just incredible.
It's like he's playing FIFA Street at all times. It's so good.
Just spam on the right stick.
Leo, next game.
Yeah, moving on. We got Crystal Palace 3. Burnley 3, another high-scoring game.
Yeah, Maxwell Cornet with one of the best volleys I've ever seen. The way he hit it and it just flew into the top left was amazing. And he's been on such good form recently.
Mm-hmm.
Five goals in his last 6 games.
Incredible, yeah. And I love seeing Benteke back to his best.
Yeah.
He's been out of it for a while. Bench warmer.
I forget, he was on 82 goals in Premier League.
Yeah, he was amazing, and now he's...
He's coming back now, 84 goals. 100 club, maybe?
Yeah, what a hero. Love Benteke.
Yeah. And now, I think this is a very big win. Norwich beat Southampton 2-1. Well, the first game for their new manager. Was again, another new manager coming in and winning a game. And it seems to be showing that as managers come in, teams are starting to get the results which they previously weren't getting. So it shows there's been a fresh start in the Prem.
Yeah.
I mean, Norwich now up to 19th. Big moves, not in 20th anymore.
Wonders will never cease.
Yeah, I think Southampton, though, the biggest thing this season, they're not putting the ball in the back of the net enough. They brought in Adam Armstrong to do that, but he's only got 2 this season.
Yeah, so with Ings gone, it's just like a gap they have to fill soon because they're not bagging enough. And realistically, if you don't score, you're not going up. And Norwich looked good, but I think Southampton, they looked good, but they just couldn't like score the chances. Like.
Yeah, definitely.
And I don't think Joe's going to be happy about this one. Liverpool 4, Arsenal 0. Oh dear.
Yeah. Well,
not much to say about this, really. I mean,
it's just
amazing attacking from Liverpool, you know.
Yeah.
It's not a lot Aubameyang, Arsenal can do.
He's probably the worst player of the week.
He has been.
He's so bad now,
isn't he?
Shocking.
No, it's funny. He just gets the ball, doesn't know what to do with it. He just stands there. He's hopeless. And the problem with Aubameyang, he's our club captain. He can't be playing like this every
week.
You've
got Aubameyang as your captain.
Yeah, I know. So how does that reflect on the other players, the young players? He's meant to be representing in a way. He's meant to be guiding. How does that represent having your captain just flop around there and not do anything? It's starting to annoy me now, but I think the most entertaining part of the game was watching Mikel Arteta lose his head to Jurgen Klopp. And then Jurgen Klopp, after Liverpool scored, going up to him and cupping his ears.
Yeah.
That was classic.
It's a good band from Klopp.
It was very good.
Oh, I've got to respect that.
Yeah, very funny. I mean, Sadio Mane was on fire that game as well. Just when he's playing, you can't stop him.
And another big scoring game, Man City 3, Everton 0.
What a weekend.
One of the highest scoring weekends of
a very long time. I think we've got to talk about that Rodri goal though. Incredible.
The reaction of Pickford after.
It's not much you can do there.
Sheer disbelief. He's like,
fair play. He's just like, didn't know what to do.
Fez, you know, you've got to allow that goal. Bernardo Silva, possibly best midfielder in the world. Joe, thoughts?
Yeah.
At the moment, right now.
Right now. I mean, if we're talking in terms of old school midfielder, box to box, tackling the ball.
Not really.
He's more of an attacking. But in terms of an attacking midfielder, you can't find anyone better than him right now. Like, the way he dribbles and beats players is a joke. And he's getting goals week in, week out. I mean, you've got him, Foden, De Bruyne, City.
They've got absolute class everywhere.
It's a joke.
Jesus now.
Jesus performing. Yeah. He's found his position now as that right winger. Peps unlocks him, which is really nice to see. But Everton now move into the bottom half of the table. So yeah. It's not the first time Rafa Benitez has been in the bottom half since he was at Newcastle. So, I mean, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I mean,
table's been so volatile. Like, yeah. Teams going from, you know, nearly last to now fifth or sixth. No names there.
Yeah.
And then teams doing the opposite, you know. It's been a good season.
I mean,
sure
the team
so
he was talking about was Arsenal. And, yeah, I mean, Everton, though, I think they're missing Calvert-Lewin and that clinical he brings up front. He's so clinical. And, like, they put crosses into the box, but no one's going to head them in for them.
Dishel's fat and Noggin usually gets on that one.
Yeah, he does.
So, moving on to the final game of the Prem weekend, we got Spurs 2, Leeds 1. You know, second half, Spurs were playing... They were playing Conte ball, you know, it was good.
I mean, you must know a bit about Conte ball as a former Chelsea fan.
What do you mean, former Chelsea fan?
Sorry.
Still a Chelsea fan,
yeah.
But...
yeah, I mean... He's got his fullbacks working. Obviously, Reguilón scored in the weekend, so it's showing. That's why we used to play. But Kane's still not performing for Tottenham. For England,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
I think there's something going on here. I think he wants that move away now.
Oh,
he's fed up.
Oh, my God. That's such a rubbish reason.
No, but look. When he plays for England, he
plays. Yeah, but they're playing at San Marino. Their team has two jobs. Like, what are you trying to say?
Yeah, but did you see the chances he was missing in the game? First half, more.
He's just having a bad day. Like, come on now. Poor Kane, start on Alexander.
He's had quite a few multiple bad days. So.
in a row.
I mean, he's scoring bicycle kicks on international duty.
It was,
literally
deflection. It wasn't a bicycle kick. He just fell over.
All right. We'll see how he does next week, then, and then we'll come back to this, yeah?
Now, moving on to team of the week. So, first position to look at, we've got goalkeeper Ben Foster or Emi Martinez. Charlie, why don't you kick us off?
Ben Foster. I don't really know, but I just love Ben Foster, obviously.
I mean, he got an assist this weekend.
That's
why I put him in there, because... Emmanuel Dennis's last goal, he just smacked it forward, it bounced over, I believe, Victor Lindelof's head, and then
last week we also chose Ben Foster as our goalkeeper team of the week.
He's just a class goalkeeper, like,
but you gotta look at Emi Martinez, kept the clean sheet for Villa, keeping out Brighton's chances again and
again. He's a good player.
He's very good player.
I think Ben Foster takes it, though. He gets the double.
Yeah, if I'm going my Arsenal fan ways, I'm going Ben Foster.
This prestigious OTB double team of the week.
Ben Foster it is.
So moving on to the right back position, we got Trent Alexander-Arnold or the obvious choice here, Reece James.
Trent.
I wouldn't call that obvious.
No, I would not call that.
Trent.
Reece James just, like, he ripped into Leicester.
Should we classify him as a right back or a striker, realistically? Like, Reece James scores all the goals.
Yeah, Reece James could be classed anywhere on the pitch right now. But Trent, with the two assists he pulled
so
off.
He's so good.
But, Reece James has just been such a good player for Chelsea. He's making so many chances.
Yeah, but he's not as good as Trent.
He's better.
Let's look statistically here. Trent got two assists, James got one assist. They both kept clean sheets, so that's fair enough, but then I think it goes down to who got more assists.
It's not just about the stats, and though. It's about the effort they put in and the chances they create.
Yeah, and Trent put in more.
he created more chances, which turned out to be goals, which at the end of the day is all that matters in a football match. So I'm sorry, Leo, but I think me and Charlie, I'll vote you here.
Just because I don't like Chelsea, realistically, but yeah, we'll move on. So, for centre-back, Grant Hartley, Hanley, or Antonio Rudiger?
You should know Hanley. Come on, he's Scottish.
So, who are you going for here, Joe?
Rudiger.
He got a goal this
Choose
weekend.
Choose wisely here, Joe.
But then Hanley got the winning goal this weekend.
Exactly.
So, it's still a goal.
Which won them the game.
Yeah, but Chelsea kept a clean sheet.
That's a good point, too.
And he's a defender, sort of what he's supposed to do.
I mean, defender's had a very good week.
I think it has to be Rudiger.
Yeah, I'm going. Although I love Hanley, he's my boy, he's Scottish, but really good.
Do you love him, though? Didn't you pronounce
his
name?
No, I don't love him. No idea who he is.
So, moving on to the other centre back position, we got James Tarkowski or Tyrone Mings.
I think. Do you want to try to say that again, Leo?
Rewind.
I don't know what you want to say. It's Tarkowski.
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 No, James Tarkowski. Mike Wazowski, James Tarkowski.
What a hero.
But Tarkowski got 2 assists this weekend, but then he did let in 3 goals. So we're talking defensive point of view, then definitely not Tarkowski.
I'm going Mings here.
Mings got the goal and he kept a clean sheet, so Tyrone Mings, I think, is our other centre-back.
And moving on to the left-back position, we got Sergio, Regulon, or João Cancelo.
Oh my god.
To be fair, that wasn't as bad as Tarkowski.
Reguilon.
Who got the winning goal for Tottenham this week.
But João Cancelo, he's right-footed playing at left-back.
Did you see his assist for the Sterling goal?
He plays well every game. He scores every game.
Personally, Cancelo's best full-back. Best full-back in the world right now.
Right now, at this moment,
Cancelo,
definitely.
Best full-back in the world.
He can play right back or left back. He can play anywhere.
And he gets assists every week.
How is he getting assists with his right foot? I don't get that.
You should have seen the Sterling one. It was a sort of Travella right into his path. So amazing.
So are we picking Cancelo then?
We're picking Cancelo.
And along with Ben Foster, he gets the prestigious OTB double.
He's the best in the world.
We'll send him over a trophy.
So moving up to right mid now, we got Sergi Canos or Alan Saint-Maxime.
Good pronunciation. Well done. Getting it down now. Canos involved in the probably game of the week, Brentford against Newcastle, and got a goal and 2 assists, I believe.
Yeah, but I just love watching Saint-Maxime. He's so cool to watch. I just love him as a player. So yeah, I'm going Saint-Maxime here. What are you going, Joe?
I think Saint-Maxime, he created chances, didn't he? And he got the goal. I mean, they both played in the same game as well when they're against each other, so you've got to look at that as well. So Saint-Maxime it is, getting his first appearance in the OTB team of the week. All right, Leo, next one.
So we're going up to centre mid now, and I don't think there's much point in really doing this, but Bernardo Silva or Pierre-Emile Højbjerg. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, as Leo said, there's not much point in doing this, as Silva had a week and Højbjerg plays for Tottenham. So in my mind, it's already Silva winning. But then Højbjerg did get a goal for Tottenham this week and put in a solid display in front of the defence.
I mean, as we said earlier, Silva is one of the best attacking midfielders at the minute. So
Højbjerg plays for Tottenham. He's trash.
I don't know why I'm defending him, to be fair.
So moving on to the other centre mid position, we got Conor Gallagher or Ruben Neves.
Ruben Neves or Conor Gallagher.
I'm going Gallagher here. He's recently called up to England squad, hasn't he?
Yeah, got called up late.
I saw that. It was pretty cool. So I'm going Gallagher here. He's just a good midfielder. And Neves, Wolves player. Meh. Where are you going, Joe?
I'm also going to go Gallagher. I think he had a good week, but I'm going to make a late switcheroo. N'Golo Kante.
Ooh.
His goal this weekend was very good.
Yeah, well, you haven't put him down, so
I forgot. He's down now, alright?
Alright, yeah, Kante, obviously then.
The way he dribbled through that Leicester defence and then just put it in the top right was just simply sublime. Alright, Leo, if you butcher these names.
Oh god. So we got Sadio Mane or Raheem Sterling
for the
left mid position.
Yeah, so Mane had, I think in my mind it's already Mane, since I mostly watched that Liverpool game, unfortunately for me, and he was just absolute bedlam down that left hand side, tying Tomiyasu into a knot.
I mean
Tomiyasu hadn't conceded a goal yet, I think. Mm. And he hadn't lost a game for Arsenal, and then he just got absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, Sadio Mane, in my opinion, is definitely Sadio Mane.
But Sterling as well, back in the City team, getting a goal, which is nice to see. But if you guys have been following the transfer news recently, he might move to Barcelona in the summer for a loan. The first Englishman to play there since Gary Lineker.
Yeah, I mean, good for him, I guess. But I'd like to see him staying, but I don't know. Yeah,
it's Arsenal link with him. Yeah.
Who'd have thought that? So moving over to left mid, we've done left mid, but now on striker with Raul Jimenez or Emmanuel Dennis.
Fair enough. But Dennis, it's got to be Dennis.
Yeah.
2 goals and 1 assist. No, 2 assists and 1 goal.
You got to feel for Jimenez, though. Then he almost died, like cracked his skull open.
No, David Luiz.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's back scoring goals. But if we're doing a sob story, then it's definitely Jimenez. But if we're talking football, it's easily Dennis. So Emmanuel Dennis is in the team of the week for probably his only appearance.
And moving over to the other striker position, we've got Christian Benteke, and I can already tell who Charlie's going to vote for here, or Ivan Toney.
I mean, he's got the Brentford love or the Benteke love. What are we going for?
Benteke
here,
love, obviously.
I think I'm going to go Benteke as well.
2 goals on the weekend for Christian Benteke. Ivan Toney with...
You currently die, he scored every weekend now, like... He's that good.
He's getting back into his form, replacing Lukaku in the Belgian team very soon as well.
No, we'll see about that, but yeah.
So, to run you through the team of the week, in goal is Ben Foster. Trent Alexander-Arnold starts at right back with Rudiger, Mings and Cancelo. Saint-Maximin, Bernardo Silva, N'Golo Kante and Sadio Mane make up one of the best midfields I've ever seen. And Emmanuel Dennis and Christian Benteke make up a lethal partnership up front. So where do you think this team would finish in the Prem?
First.
Well, hopefully number one.
I mean, with those two strikers, goal rates, we'll see.
Yeah. It's a bit dodgy. I don't know why you've got like someone else up there. But anyway, yeah, I think we're going to end it up there. Thank you for listening for this week's Outside the Box podcast. And we'll be back with you next week as we discuss our prediction results, recap another weekend of Prem action, and choose a new player to watch and debate. And in next week's, I know kind of topic is the greatest Premier League player ever.
Thierry Henry.
Okay, we'll finish
there. Of course the Arsenal fans are going to say that. Thank you, everybody.